Sugya 33, Motzi Chavero Bibirkas Hananin. So just a little bit of background. We have a general klal that we see in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah that we know Shomei Kohen works. You're allowed to be Yotze someone else for certain types of mitzvos. So the example the Gemara gives in Sukkah is by halal. Right? If you have someone who is Mechuyav B'davar, someone who is obligated to say halal, even if he's already Yotze halal, he's able to be Yotze you for your chiyuv and halal as long as you're listening. Right, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also fleshes out this klal, right, that we know afal pi sheyatza motzi, right, that if you have a mitzvah that you have to do and someone else, even if he's already done it, as long as he's mechuyav b'davar, he's allowed to be, you know, yotze you for that mitzvah. And we know that this doesn't apply for birchas hananim, right? For birchas hananim, if I am eating an apple and Galler's not, but I ask him to be yotze me, he can't just make the hayetz for me. That wouldn't work. But we know that the Gemara says that in certain cases, sometimes, right, if we're both eating an apple, right, both of us are sitting down to eat the apple, so then one person can make the hayetz for the other, potentially. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's really the background for our sugya. And now we'll really begin our sugya. So we have two cases that our Gemara talks about in Brachos where we see that Shomei Kohona does not work. Right? First, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which we know for sure is talking about bracha rishona, for sure, and possibly bracha achrona. We're not really sure whether it's talking about bracha achrona or not, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Shomei Kohona doesn't work when you're just doing yeshiva. You need to do haseba for Shomei Kohona to work, for echad, for one person to be mevarech lekulan, right? They all have to have haseba. If it's just yeshiva, it wouldn't work. Then we saw another limitation, right? The Gemara on Mem Hei Amud Beis says that Shomei Kohona doesn't work when it's two people, right? When it's two people, it's a mitzvah lechalik, right? And every person should try to bench by themselves, right? But if there's three people, then you're allowed to do the zimun, and one person can bench for all three. Or if there's a boar and a talmud chacham, right? So then the talmud chacham can be motzi the boar. And we know that this case for sure applies by bracha achrona, right? This halacha that you need three people for sure applies by bracha achrona. We're not sure about bracha rishona. So both of these klalim, we're going to first just try to figure out where they do apply and where they don't apply. So we'll start with the klal on Mem Hei Amud Beis, right? This klal that you need three people to be able to have one person bench for all of them to do Shomei Kohona, does that klal also apply by bracha rishona? We know for sure it applies by benching. Does it apply by bracha rishona as well? So Rashi said yes. Right, Rashi says that it does apply by bracha rishona as well. So bracha rishona, you need three people and you need to do haseba in order for one person to make the bracha and be yotze other people. Tosfos argues on this based on the story of Bar Kapara. Right? Presumably the story of Bar Kapara was only two people and we saw one person being motze the other people. So Tosfos says that this rule on Mem Hei Amud Beis is only a bracha achrona dikar rule. Right, you wouldn't have to do it for bracha rishona. Bracha rishona, you do not require three people. All you need is haseba, right? And according to Tosfos, I think himself raises this question: why would there be a difference? Right? Why by bracha achrona do you need three people for one person to be motzi everyone to do Shomei Kohona, whereas by bracha rishona you don't need three people? So Tosfos offers two answers, right? First, he gives a chilek of the beginning of the meal versus the end of the meal, that in the beginning of the meal, you don't need three people because you're already koveya. You're all sitting down. You're ready to begin a meal. So that's more kavias already. So you don't need the extra added kavias of having three people. In contrast, at the end of the meal, you're kind of already on your way out. Your das is not maybe fully there. So the three people being there is like an added level of kavias that makes it more set and then therefore allows one person to be yotze the other people. And then Tosos, in his second answer, kind of just says, very simply, it's Doraisa versus Darabanan, right? In Bracha Rishon, we know is Darabanan. So then you don't need this extra added, like, hiddur, I guess, of three people, whereas Birkas HaMazon, which is Doraisa, you need three people. So that's for the klal on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Mem Hei Amud Beis, about the fact that you need three people. Now we're going to examine the klal on Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph about haseba. Does haseba also apply for bracha achrona? We know it applies for sure by bracha rishona, but does it also apply by bracha achrona? So Tosfos in the context of the Gemara with Talmidei de Rav, right? So just a little bit of background about that story. So Rav's Talmidim, after they finished, I think, the Kvura for Rav, so they were walking, they stopped to eat on the river Donk, and the story makes it sound like they were sitting and they were already eating, and then it came time to bench, and they asked, you know, were we, did we have Haseba or not? Right? So Tosfos says, you see from here clearly that Haseba is also required for Birkas HaMazon. Right, and Rabbeinu Yonah though quotes a Yesh Omrim that says it could be that they were only worried about Bracha Rishona in that case. So that's a little argument Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah. I think that we said that we really hold like Tosfos that that you need Haseba as well for Birkas HaMazon, but maybe don't quote me on that. I'm not positive. We then kind of just took a step back. We said, right, we're just asking a question, just very generally, why in the first place should Shomei Kaona not work by Birkas Hanenin, right? What exactly is the problem, right? We understand the svara of why Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi doesn't work by Birkas Hanenin, right? Because it's not something that, right, if I'm just eating an apple and Galer's not, so he's not chayv in it, he has no shaychus to it, so it makes sense that he's not able to be yotzei me. But if we're both sitting down, we're both eating the food, right? Why in the first place is there, you know, all these limitations on the kol? Why would it not work? What would be the problem with Shomei Kaona by Birkas Hanenin? So we saw the Magen Avraham, who quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that this kol of Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi doesn't apply to Birkas HaMazon on a Derabanan level, right? And the Yerushalmi says, right, what exactly is the reason for this din? So we explain that the reason why is because you ate, right, you ate food, and you got hana from the food, so it's more appropriate for you to be benching yourself. It's not appropriate to have someone else bench for you. Right, so this Yerushalmi was just discussing why, if I'm benching, I'm chayv to bench, I can't have a random person who didn't even eat food, why I can't have him bench for me. But the Magen Avraham now comes and plugs this into our sugya. He applies this also to Shomei Kaona, case where both of us are actually chayv to bench. The Magen Avraham says the same thing is true, right? One can't be motzi the other because you ate or you're eating, and so therefore you're supposed to be the one who's making the bracha. So that was a bit of a chiddush that we pointed out of the Magen Avraham, but we said that that's really the background of our Mishnah. So then we kind of just asked the question, so how does Haseba address this problem? Why is there, you know, all of a sudden when you do Haseba, now all of a sudden one person is able to be motzi everyone, right? We still... L'chora, we have this call of the Yerushalmi, right? It's better for each person to be making the bracha, right? Each person is getting their own hana'ah. So why should you be able to, you know, just start leaning and then one person all of a sudden is able to make the bracha for everyone else? What's going on? So the Ritva has a breakthrough pshat. He says, right, that when it's Haseba, right, when you're all leaning together, so then it's considered like you're guf echad, right? So it's not that one person is benching for you. You yourself are benching, according to the Ritva. So that was a big breakthrough pshat in the sugya. We then saw the next question in the sugya was if this call in our Mishnah, right, that you need Haseba, right, and if you don't have Haseba, that you can't be motzi each other. Is that just lechatchila or even bidiavid, right? So the Ritva seems to say that it's bidiavid, right? How do we know that the Ritva says even bidiavid, if you're not leaning, right, it doesn't work? Because he says, just like Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi doesn't apply by Birkas Hananin, right? Just like how if Gal is not eating an apple, he can't make a bracha for me. So too, if we're both eating an apple but we're not leaning, right, then he can't make the bracha for me. And we know in the first case where if he's not even eating any food, it's a vada, it doesn't work even b'di'avid, right? So too here, even b'di'avid, the Ritva is coming to say that if you don't do Haseba, right, one person can't be Yotze the other people. We saw that this was also probably the opinion of the Rashba and the Rush as well, but nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch, Halach L'maisa, says that you are Yotzei B'di'avid, but then we also saw that the Mishnah Brura argues on this. Right? The Mishnah Brura says, right, like all those other opinions, that you would not be Yotzei, even B'di'avid. We then just saw, the final part of the sugya was, how far exactly does this klal of Guf Echad go? So the Ritva says, very interesting chiddush, that if, you know, there's two people eating, me and Galer are eating, right, and Galer makes the bracha, right, Galer makes Bori Priya Gefen, and he drinks, and I'm not even drinking, I'm talking now for the next 20 minutes, I could then go and drink my grape juice, you know, without even making any bracha, because since we were haseba, we're guf echad, so when Galler drank, it was like I drank. It's the exact same thing. And the Ritva brings two proofs for this. The first proof is Kiddush, right? We know that for Kiddush, right, the Ritva says everyone has to drink for Kiddush, yet we know that as long as one person says Kiddush and that person drinks, that's good enough. That paters everyone else and no one else has to drink. So that's the Ritva's proof, right, that in our case, right, if Galler just drank right away, I wouldn't have to, you know, drink right away. I could wait 20 minutes and then drink later. So we pointed out that this is a questionable proof because it's not obvious that by Kiddush, everyone has to drink. Right? We said that maybe, right, according to, this is something Rashi probably doesn't agree with. Right? Rashi seems to say that you have to drink just because it's a gnai for the Kiddush cup to not be drunken, but it's not necessarily like a din that every person has to, you know, drink from the grape juice. So we said that that was a controversial proof. And then we saw a second proof, which was within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, you know, was talking about, it's like a sugya psachim, talking about shinoi makom, tzarech levarech, right, and talking about Kiddush. So if you made Kiddush in shul, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan says you were yotze Kiddush, and you were also yotze hagefen, that when you now get home, you don't need to make another hagefen when you're going to have grape juice at home. So the Ritva takes a look at this Gemara. The Ritva says, you see, according to me, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, guy is in shul, he hears Kiddush, probably he didn't drink the grape juice because just one person drinks, so that one person drank, and now he goes home, right, he's talking in shul, whatever, and then he goes home, and Rabbi Yochanan says, af yidei yayin yatsu, right, he doesn't need to make another borei pri hagefen on the grape juice that he's going to drink at home. So you see exactly like what the Ritva was saying. So that's the Ritva's proof. We said that Tosfos reads this Gemara differently. Tosfos says that this case that Rabbi Yochanan is discussing, it would have to be that the guy drank grape juice in shul. Because if he didn't drink grape juice in shul or wine, right, there would be no way that he just heard, you know, there's no way that it would work that he could just hear the person who is making Kiddush, you know, hear his hagefen, and then he didn't even drink grape juice, and then he goes home, and he's able to drink now without a bracha. Tosfos says that that would not be a possibility. So you see, Tosfos clearly argues on the Ritva in this halacha. Then just to end off the sugya, so we saw the Mishnah Berurah. So he says that, you know, if first guy makes a boy pri hagefen and then starts speaking, right, so he starts speaking, and then I drink from the cup. So he thinks that that also would not work. That would also be considered a hefsik. That's another example of a problematic hefsik. So that's the end of the sugya.